Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees and who write grievousness which they have prescribed. Grievousness that they have prescribed to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and so that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which will come from far away? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your honor? Without me they will bow down under the prisoners, and they will fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but still his hand is stretched out against them. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, to tread them down like the mire of the streets. However, he does not mean so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Because he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno like Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? And just as my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel those of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I've done to Samaria and her idols, do so to Jerusalem and her idols? And so it will come to pass that when Yahweh has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and upon Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and his haughty conceit. For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the boundaries of the people, and I have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. And my hand has found, like a nest, the riches of the people. And just as one gathers eggs that are left, I have gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, nor opened the mouth, nor peeped. Shall the axe boast itself against he who cuts with it? Shall the saw magnify itself against he who shakes it? As if the rod should shake itself against those who lift it up, or as if the staff should lift itself up, as if it were not made of wood. For this reason shall the Sovereign, Yahweh of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his riches he will kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, and the light of Israel will be for a fire, and his Holy One will be for a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and will consume the abundance of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they will be as when a standard-bearer faints. And the rest of the trees of his forest will be few, so few that a child may write of them. And it will come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped from the house of Jacob, shall no more again lean upon he who smote them, but will lean upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, even the remnant of Jacob, towards the mighty El. For though your people Israel be like the sand of the sea, a remnant only of them will return, and the destruction decreed will overflow with righteousness. For the Sovereign, Yahweh of hosts, will make a consumption, even predetermined, in the midst of all the land. For this reason thus says Sovereign Yahweh of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He will strike you with a rod and will lift up his staff against you, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, and my anger in their destruction. And then Yahweh of hosts will stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And just as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it will come to pass on that day that his burden will be taken away from off of your shoulder, and his yoke will be taken off from off of your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Aiath, he has passed towards Migron. At Mishmash he has laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage, they have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid, Gibeah of Shaul is fled away. Lift up your voice, O daughter of Galim. Cause it to be heard to Laish, O poor Anathoth. Madmenah is removed, the inhabitants of Gabim gather themselves to flee. As yet shall he remain at Nob that day. He will shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Sovereign, Yahweh of hosts will lop off the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature will be cut down, and the haughty will be humbled. And he will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by the hand of a mighty one. End of chapter 2.